Well, here's another conversation that I've been looking forward to all day long as we were anticipating during the broadcast. I read some information about Gershon Solomon. Gershon Solomon heads up the Temple Mount Faithful. He has a group of people who want to go up onto the Temple Mount, put the cornerstone in place, and start the building of the next temple, the third temple in the city of Jerusalem. Now, he has had these cornerstones for a number of years. I first met Gershon back in 1991, and Gershon has been working ever since then to try to get that cornerstone onto the Temple Mount. He does it more than one time each and every year. Right now, though, he has a lawsuit that he has brought against, I would guess it would be the Islamic Trust there in the old city of Jerusalem, the ones who have custodial responsibility on the Temple Mount. And Gershon, as I understand it, there's some reconstruction going on, or some refurbishing of the Dome of the Rock, the actual building itself. But your concern is the damage that may be coming to that foundation stone, that stone that is underneath the Dome of the Rock. Am I correct? Is that your concern?
Yeah, that's right. We just, in the last week, we found that the Muslims on the Temple Mount are building construction inside the Dome of the Rock. Everyone should know that the Dome of the Rock is a building that the Muslims built when they occupied the Temple Mount. They built it on the very location of the Holy of Holies of the Temple. And in the midst of it, the rock or the foundation rock stone, as it is called, the most holy place, on not only on the Temple Mount, but all over the world. Yes, according to our tradition, this stone, it is a foundation stone, because when God created the universe, he created first this stone to be foundation for all the world. And then he created in circles the rest of the world. The first circle was the location of the Holy Temple in Jerusalem, and then all the Temple Mount, and then in another circle, Jerusalem, and then in another circle, the land of Israel, and then the entire world. So this stone, in the same time, was the stone when Abraham was called to be tested and sacrifice his son on it 4,000 years ago. And later in the year, 2,970 years ago, King Solomon built on this stone the temple, and the stone was located in the midst of the Holy of Holies in the temple. So this stone is very, very holy, not only for Jews, but for everyone in the world. And what the Arabs, the Muslims, did in the last time, especially, actually, it is not new. I must say to everyone that listened to us that it is a long time, years, that they destroy remains of the first and second temple. They dig on the Temple Mount. They built new mosques on the Temple Mount, actually using parts of the complex of the temple that survive, like what is so-called Solomon's Tables, which is not stables, but it was a part of the complex of the second temple. And they made it to be the biggest mosque in the Middle East. And then the Hulda Tunnel, that was the main entrance, very beautiful, very exciting, and they made it also a mosque. And again, weakness of the Israeli authorities, when I say weakness, I mean fear from the reaction of a billion of Arabs and Muslims, fear of reaction of the United Nations, maybe even America and the European Union. So they allowed them to continue digging and destroying the remains of the temple. And I must say to everyone, this process, it is a process of destroying the remains of the first and second temple that survived 2,000 years. And they do it because what they want is to eliminate any sign of being a temple, a Jewish temple, any sign of being a Jewish temple on the Temple Mount. And now they deny and say, here was not your temple. Go and look for it in another place. We know they are experts of lying. And everyone, every child will know that this is the location of the temple, and not only the walls, but the remains and the other elements on the temple, and that show very clearly that this is the location of the temple.
Gershon, then you're saying that is the original site of the first and second temples. I agree with that. The Bible agrees with that as well. And anybody who wants to be truthful would have to agree with it. But and you've given us the background of what's been going on for the last number of years as the Muslims try to destroy any evidence that those temples were there. What are they doing right now as it relates to that foundation stone? What is the damage that's being done to it?
Yeah, just to complete what I said before, you know, what they are doing here is to make the Temple Mount physically to look an Islamic site and not the site of the temple. Sure that they will not succeed, but it is a shame that they destroy any remains of the temple. But what they are doing now? Okay, they digged in many places. Now they came to the most holy and important place on the Temple Mount, as I say, the foundation stone, which is located under the Dome of the Rock that the Arabs built. What they did there is desecration of the holy place, of the Holy of Holies, the holy stone. When they built constructions on the stone. Yes, scaffoldings, and besides this, they put garbage and trash on the holy stone, other instruments of their work that they did there. But the most terrible thing that they built the construction on the holy stone that was not almost 2,000 years such a terrible desecration and abomination of the most holy place of the world and where the Shekinah of God dwells. And when we discovered it, sure that immediately we made a petition to the Supreme Court asking the Supreme Court to order the Israeli government and the police authorities in Israel and the authorities of the municipality, number one, to immediately stop the construction work on the foundation stone. Number two, to close the Dome of the Rock for entering any visitors, not Muslims even. And number three, to take them to jail and to court, those who did it, which means the Waqf, the Muslims on the Temple Mount. And number four, it is a call in the petition to the Supreme Court to order the chief rabbi of Israel, only he, to enter to the location of the foundation stone and to take care on removing all the constructions, all the garbage, everything that they put on the cornerstone and desecrated it. And, you know, as a reaction, the Muslims from the Temple Mount, the Mufti, stated, the Temple Mount is not your business. It is a Muslim place, saying that it is not a part of Israel. And thanks to God, the advisor of the government, the Yoetz Mishpati, as we call him in Hebrew, stated immediately that according to any law and according to the sovereignties that Israel returned to the Temple Mount immediately after the Six Days War, the liberation of the Temple Mount, the Temple Mount is forever a part, the most holy part of the Israeli state and the Israeli sovereignty. And thanks to God, this is one result, a good result of our petition. And now we are waiting that the Supreme Court will discuss it, and we hope that they will answer our what we ask in the petition.
Well, Gershon, we are going to come back next week or the week after, whenever this report comes out from the Supreme Court, and find out what actually they decided to do as it relates to the damage taking place there underneath the Dome of the Rock to the foundation stone in that location. Thank you so very much for your efforts to protect this sacred piece of real estate, not only to Jewish people, but to Christians as well. And we appreciate all that the Temple Mount faithful do as you endeavor to try to put in place a temple there on the Temple Mount in the city of Jerusalem. Gershon, thank you so much. It's great to talk to you, my dear friend. Looking forward, and we'll have another conversation real soon.
Yeah, thank you as well, and God bless you.